You're listening to the Weekend Sport Podcast with Jason Pyne from Newstalk ZB.
Day two of Taupō Supercars today, and yesterday's inaugural 60-lap race at the event, it was an emotional victory for Kiwi Andre Heimgartner.
Only one corner remaining now for Andre Heimgartner. The 28-year-old Kiwi from Auckland does the job. Heimgartner in the RMJ Batteries Camaro, his second supercar victory. Chalk up one for the Kiwis.
Yeah, what a moment for Andre Heimgartner. Four Kiwis in the top 10 yesterday, including Richie Stanaway, who started from last on the grid. The fifth Kiwi, Matt Payne, has clinched pole position for race two this afternoon, winning the top 10 qualifying shootout. The 21-year-old came in 0.012 seconds ahead of Brock Feeney for his first shootout pole. Today's 60-lap race underway at 3:05. Kiwi Supercars legend, four-time winner at Bathurst. Now hugely respected motorsport commentator and analyst Greg Murphy joins us from Taupō. Is the weather any better today, Murph?
Yeah, g'day. Yes, it is at the moment. Got a really nice temperature, actually. It's not that cold. There's not a lot of wind. The sun is peeking through some of the clouds. There is potentially a look of a shower maybe during the Supercars race, which would only add to the excitement. But we've got a great day, amazing crowd in here. It's just phenomenal. The vibe and the atmosphere is sensational.
Tell us about Andre Heimgartner's win yesterday and what impressed you the most about it.
Listen, it's staggering for him to achieve what he achieved yesterday, being the inaugural event here at Taupō, and get a win in front of such an amazing crowd. You know, the emotion is very high. I'm very fortunate to know what it feels like, and it was fantastic for me to actually see that happen and be able to congratulate him at the end of the race. Just an epic situation for him and his team, Brad Jones Racing, who obviously were a strong part of Jason Richards' career, and Andre runs the number 8 on his car, which was the late, great Jason Richards' number. So, you know, for that team, it meant a huge amount, but for all New Zealanders and stuff, it was just an epic result and something that we could have only have dreamed of, to be fair.
Yeah, just so cool. And we might get another one today. We'll get to that in just a moment. But what did he do well yesterday, Andre, particularly in really challenging conditions?
He did everything well. He picked his moments. He didn't make any mistakes. When he led, he was under a lot of pressure, and he managed that pressure incredibly well. The team gave him an amazing pit stop, which actually gave him track position at the first round of pit stops. And from that moment on, he withstood the pressure and maintained it and just drove the race to manage his tyres, manage the situation, and get it done under, as I say, just extreme pressure. So it was an epic drive, and I would say he'd be putting it there as his best result and best drive to date in his career.
All right. What chance he or another Kiwi repeats the dose today?
Well, high chance. Matthew Payne, the young Kiwi driving for Grove Penrite Racing, went and maybe stunned just about everybody by putting the lap of his life in this morning and in the top 10 shootout and grabbing his first top 10 pole. And what a place to do it for race 8 here at Taupō. So he starts from the front row. He can get a good launch away. His pace so far this weekend has been very, very strong. So I think we're setting ourselves up pretty strongly for some success. But as we saw yesterday, the pole man, Cam Waters, didn't get away so well and pretty much ended up on the fence immediately off the start. So it's going to be crucial for Matt to get a good start. Young Ryan Wood is inside the top 10. Andre Heimgartner just outside the top 10. So, you know, with the strategy that is going to come into play today here at Taupō, anything is possible. But it will be a tough race.
How do you assess Matt Payne's overall potential?
I assess it as genuine future champion potential. He has got a brilliant set of skills. He is very relaxed in the race car, knows what he needs to do at every given time, every given moment, as it seems at the moment. And his speed so far in 2024, even though it hasn't replicated to the results he should have had, is impressive. And certainly, I would say everybody in the field is very much woken up and taking notice of Matt Payne.
Do you like the track at Taupō?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. It's a complex place with some very tricky parts to it that require precision and also a very, very good race car. And yesterday it provided amazing strategy, requirement, but also then resulted in a fantastic race. The surface is quite harsh in some areas, which comes into a tyre degradation kind of argument and conversation. And we're going to see that again today in the dry weather, tyres going off on these cars and performance being lost probably quite early. So strategy will play a big part.
And we had Craig Lowndes on the radio with us yesterday, and he talked about the possibility of two events over here in New Zealand in the years ahead. Can you see that happening?
Personally, right now, I find it difficult to see it. I think everyone would like to see that happen, but you know, our economy, the size of what it is, and depending on where you go to put a second event, would have a big part to play on it, because there's only a certain amount of money in the corporate sector, and there's only a certain amount of money in Kiwi's pocket. So I would say that if by having two events, you're definitely going to rob one to pay the other one. So I'm not so certain about it right now, but there has been conversation, and the desire is there. There's no doubt there's desire, but unfortunately this comes down to the commercial sort of sense of it all.
I know you've got a really busy day, Greg. Thanks for taking time out of it to have a chat to us.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
All the best. Greg Murphy there from Taupo. The 60-lapper underway at 3:05 this afternoon. Matt Payne, the Kiwi, will start from the front of the grid and look to emulate what Andre Heimgartner did yesterday and win on New Zealand soil. Do you call it New Zealand soil when it's motor racing? I'm not sure. I think we all know what I'm talking about. Greg Murphy knows all about it. He did it, several times at Pukekohe, and you could just tell just how proud he was of Andre Heimgartner winning yesterday. And, Matty Payne's got to be a chance. Starting at the front of the grid, good to know that the weather is slightly better today. I'm just looking at some pictures on the television here of the day in Taupo. It's not bright sunshine, but it's not raining at the moment. So let's hope for much better conditions, which I'm sure they'll be when that race gets underway at 3:00. You can watch Supercars Taupo, the Super 400 live on Sky Sport 3 and stream on Sky Sport Now from around 2:25, which is not that far away.
For more from Weekend Sport with Jason Pine, listen live to News Talk ZB weekends from midday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.